Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of India-Angola bilateral relations. The participants are Ajay Kumar Dubey, Professor, Center for African Studies, JNU, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
India-Angola relationship has been evolving steadily, with both the countries emphasizing on strong political, economic, and cultural ties. Angola gained independence from Portugal in 1975, and in 1985, India and Angola established diplomatic relations. Right now, our Honorable President, President Draupadi Murmuji, is in Angola. For more analysis on the India-Angola relationship in this backdrop, we are now joined by Professor Ajay Kumar Dubey from the Center for African Studies, JNU. Welcome, Professor Ajay Kumar Dubeji, on Akashvani.
Thank you.
Let's hear the president on India-Angola relationship.
भारत का अफ्रीका के साथ एक विशिष्ट और ऐतिहासिक संबंध है। हम इंडिया-अफ्रीका फोरम समिट के ढांचे के अंतर्गत सभी अफ्रीकी देशों, विशेषकर अंगोला के साथ साझेदारी के प्रति प्रतिबद्ध हैं। हम आगामी IAFS समिट के आयोजन की प्रक्रिया में हैं और उसमें अंगोला की सहभागिता की आशा करते हैं।
Professor Ajay, how would you describe the overall nature of India-Angola relations?
India-Angola relations is very important at this point of time, and it is important even for a longer period of time. At this point of time, it is very important because Angolan president, who is also the president of African Union for this year, 2025, India has relations with Africa at multi-tiered level. It has a relationship which is with the continent itself through African Union. It has relationship project with regional organizations, which are many of them, but eight of them are recognized. And then it has bilateral relation with 55 countries of Africa. So to give a boost to India-Africa relation at continental level through African Union, we are looking towards Angolan president to support us in terms of catching up with the India-Africa Forum Summit that we started in 2008, and where we are supposed to have every 3 years a meeting with African Union and African states. Got interrupted due to COVID. Now we want to start again, and because of some issues, it had not started, and it's due since last 3 years. And we are looking towards Angolan president, who is also the president of African Union for this year, 2025, to kickstart this forum summit. Secondly, India-Angola is also important because Angola is the second largest supplier of the hydrocarbon energy resources to India after Nigeria. And this is very crucial because India is trying to diversify its dependence on traditional sources of energy supply, which is controlled largely by the Western countries. And therefore, our reach to Sudan, to Nigeria, and to Angola is very important for energy security, where our energy requirement almost double up every 5 years. So Angola is very important in that context, being the second largest supplier of hydrocarbon energy to India.
You mentioned hydrocarbon, but also Angola is one of the largest oil producers in Africa, and India has invested a lot in oil exploration there. We also import oil from there. President Murmu commented on the Indian company's investment in oil and gas sector in Angola.
Bharat Angola ke oil and gas ka ek pramukh buyer hai. Hamari oil and gas company Angola ke saath long term purchase contract mein pravesh karne ki ichhuk hai. भारतीय ऑयल एंड गैस कंपनियां अंगोला में ऑनशोर और ऑफशोर अपस्ट्रीम प्रोजेक्ट्स में निवेश करने की भी इच्छुक है।
When we talk about India's investment in Angola, India has also hugely invested in building infrastructure there. That's roads, hospitals, education, agriculture. When partnerships are forged, it's usually a win-win for both. How do you view in terms of economy for both Angola and India when it comes to this export and import for both the countries?
Angola has largely the mineral resources, hydrocarbons. It is one of the biggest diamond producers, and we ourselves refine 85% 5% of the global diamond. We process them at Surat and other places in India. And Angola is one of the largest producers of diamond. So we import diamond, we import hydrocarbon products and other mineral resources that Angola had. In turn, what we share with Angola is what we have. We share what you said in health sector. We share by contributing to the growth of infrastructure. We share by training their professional through ITEC program. We also invite students through the ICCR fellowship. So there are several areas where we find the complementarity of economic cooperation, where Angola can contribute to India and India can contribute to Angola wherever it has resources, including in agriculture, which is also an important area now.
You mentioned ITEC and ICCR. ITEC, that is India Technological and Economic Cooperation. And of course, everyone knows ICCR as a cultural body. How do you explain India's role under ITEC and ICCR in Angola? Has it further enhanced the relationship between the two countries? Because they need our technology. And we also have exchange of culture as an extremely important, a small but very important aspect of taking the nations together, people-to-people contact.
I think ITEC is a very important in promoting people-to-people contact as well, because ITEC, when it was started in 1964 till 2025, the bulk of it, most of it goes to African countries. Angola is one of the recipients for that. How does it help India besides training there and providing skills to the professionals over there is by creating goodwill through these people who come to India. They visit different institutions which are technologically advanced. They get training, they go back, and they became the goodwill ambassador of India in those countries. There is a huge presence of around 7,000 Indians in Angola, and through them, they network and they promote India's presence, India's interest, India's reach out to Angola through that. So ITEC helps more than training, but also creating goodwill for India. Similarly, in cultural area, as I said, there are 7,000 strong Indian diaspora over there, though the Angola is largely Portuguese territory, Portuguese speaking Lusophone country. But with presence of the cultural ambassador of India, the diaspora, and through the admission of large number of Angolan students through ICCR fellowship into different educational institutions of India, we create a lot of cultural interactions and connect between India and Angola.
Right, we have our Bollywood films, we have our art, and we have our culture, and they help in this, we can call them soft tools of diplomacy.
Correct. The Bollywood is very important both in Lusophone and in Francophone Africa. You might find many halls which only run Bollywood movie three times a day. Oh. We don't run any other movie. So it's a very strong presence. Also, our soap opera are watched in many of these countries. So that's the soft powers of presence of India in this country, and it transcends the language barrier.
You talked about the diaspora, Professor Dubey. How important it is for the Indian diaspora in Angola to promote the relationship between India and Angola, number one. And secondly, I would like to ask you that Angola has always supported India's seat in the UNSC. How would you comment on this?
I think diaspora can play a very important role. Diaspora is a latent resource. Diaspora is unexplored resource for many countries, but now with under Prime Minister Modi, diaspora has become an important bridge to link the countries. Wherever the head of states goes now, head of government go from India, diaspora engagement is one important event. And this is what has happened from mid-90s onward, that diaspora is supposed to now support India surfacing in this country, where it is trying to make its presence felt. Wherever it is already settled, it has to strengthen the existing bilateral relation that it does in developed countries and other places. So the current policies of India to engage diaspora in multiple ways, by Pravasi Bharati Divas, by Bhartiya Samman, by No India program for the young diaspora children settled in different countries. All these are going to link India culturally and also, by that matter, diplomatically with those countries. And Angolan diaspora is also poised to play that role, and India is trying to reach out to them to rope in not just to serve their own business interests, own professional interests, but they also play an important role for bringing India and Angola together by people-to-people connect. The second thing that you ask about Angola's support to India for UN Security Council seats, most of the African countries have agreed for this. The issue is that they are saying that African countries too must be represented, and when they are to be represented, when India and other such country or even the United Nations ask who is to be represent Africa in United Nations, if the United Nations Security Council is to be reformed, they don't have an agreement. They say two permanent with veto power. But when it is asked who these two countries from Africa, they have no agreement. But they are almost putting a condition that any reform, including the inclusion of India, when the reform takes place, must bring Africa into United Nations Security Council. So there are issues, despite their individual support to India at African Union level, they have to sort out this issue, and they have to see how this conditionality does not become an obstacle for expansion of United Nations Security Council.
In fact, Africa as a country, as a nation, or a combination of nations, whichever way you may see it, India has always had a great rapport with Africa. We remember at the G20 summit, before the summit started, India had announced the inclusion of South Africa into the G20 group of nations. So I think we go a long way in forging good ties, great ties together.
Yes, South Africa was part of the G20 before we started. India forced the group to accept African Union, representing these 55 countries, join and become a members like the European Union is a member as a continental group. We succeeded in doing that. And because of that, India could establish that it does give a lot of importance to Global South and organizations like African Union. Yes, so what you said is correct. The only thing we need to now see that how this Global South is not subsumed by globalization, and there is a horizontal South-South cooperation that remain active even when we are sucked into globalization process.
The president outlined the roadmap of partnership ahead.
हमें द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा करने और क्षेत्रीय सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का अवसर प्राप्त हुआ। हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी एक जीवंत एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप पर आधारित है। हमने नए क्षेत्रों में व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों को और विविध बनाने पर सहमति व्यक्त की, जिसमें टेक्नोलॉजी, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज शामिल है।
Professor Dubey, when we look at the relationship between Angola and India, do you see any challenges ahead? Of course, as we are taking oil from Angola, you mentioned them as hydrocarbons, an all-inclusive term. We export pharmaceuticals, we export technology. Is there any scope for expansion? If yes, which are the areas where you think that we can expand, especially in terms of economic exchange?
You heard the president, her speech is willing to share whatever technological area which it has developed, whether it is digital technology, whether it is pharmaceutical, whether it is agriculture, whether it is industries, whether it is infrastructure, India is willing to share. The fact that the colonial country had exploited the mineral resources at under captivity, giving very little price and return for whatever resources they used to take from there. We provide very sufficient resources as an exchange, and we provide in the area that these countries want India to support them. So we are very different in terms of our exchange, despite the fact that we also import primary commodities from there, because so far they have not got industrialized and many other sectors are not in a position to export to countries like India. And therefore, we give very adequate return, and we follow a request-based policy where we provide them what they request.
On that note, thank you, Professor Dubey, for talking to us on Akashvani and enlightening us with the present status of India-Angola relationship. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of India-Angola bilateral relations. The participants were Ajay Kumar Dubey, Professor, Center for African Studies, JNU, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.